Right. So first of all, Leonie, welcome to the Landesbildungsservant. Thank you very much for being prepared to talk to us, to give us an interview. You've spent a year abroad in the USA.
Yes.
And so first of all, where exactly were you? Could you tell us a bit about the state and the area?
Yeah, so I lived in Orem, Utah. It's probably 45 minutes from Salt Lake City, the capital of Utah. It's in the, well, western part of America. You need 5 hours to go to Las Vegas and 10 to travel to California. So, yeah, it's centered in western part mm-hmm. of America.
Okay. And what kind of school did you go to?
So I went to a normal public high school. Mm-hmm. And we had, I think, about 2,000 students. And it was a high school with only sophomore, junior, senior. So we didn't have the ninth graders, the freshmen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the topic today is dating. So how exactly does dating work? I mean, sort of what steps would you have to take before you can go out with someone?
Well, dating in America is certainly different than in Germany. It's not that you need to go on a date and then you're like official or you're really liking that person and get to know only one person. You just go on a date and spend time with a particular person, and not only a person, you can go in a group too. So maybe it might be important to know these people before you go on a date, but most of the time it's really casual, and yeah, you just say, okay, well, let's go on a date, and you just spend time together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sort of what would you typically do on a date? I mean, places you would go to?
Well, there are two different types of date you can go to. The one is that is really casual. You, I don't know, just get picked up, and then you go for classic skating, or you go hammocking, or drive around, go to the cinema, or something like that. Or it's more of an official date, and you go out to eat and have a nice dinner, and then after that, spend some time, I don't know, go to a theater, and yeah, spend time there.
Okay, so that's more like a romantic date
yes.
then. Okay, okay. Sort of, you mentioned that there's something called group dating.
Yes.
So how does that work?
Well, as I said, dating is not that official. So you can go on group dates too. You just have a group of guys and girls and they meet up. And of course, they are pairs. So one guy is going with a girl, but you are carpooling with like three cars and 10 different people, and you just spend time together as a group and, I don't know, do activities that you can do in that kind of a group. So, yeah, it's not that you just, a date is like a thing you do with like one certain person. You can spend time with a lot of
okay.
people at once.
Mm, all right, okay. So are the parents involved in any way?
Yes, they are, especially where I lived. It's really, yeah, they are kind of involved. Most of the people have a curfew at first, so you have to be at home at a certain amount of time. Most of the time it's like 11 p.m., sometimes 12 p.m. And if it's like a date, or if you're going on a date with a guy your parents do not know or are not aware of, it's a good thing that the guy talks to the parents at first and says them, okay, hi, I am, and that they just know who you are with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So let's talk about the different roles.
Mm-hmm.
If we think of one of these romantic dates, so are there any differences between the roles that boys are expected to play and the roles that girls are expected to play?
Yes. So the boy role is really restricted. You have these certain rules that the guy needs to pick up the girl, and he holds open the door for the girl, and he has to really take care of her, and she's kind of like the princess, and he needs to do everything for her, and it's just like that you really need to take care of her and treat her right or really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and on a date like that, you said the boy's supposed to be the one in the driving seat, yes, so to speak. So would he also have to foot the bill? So if you go to a restaurant or yes, cinema?
Yes.
Okay, so the boy would be expected to pay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's expected to pay and just be the guy that has the control. So mm-hmm. the girl does mm-hmm. not take over control and says, mm-hmm. okay, we're going there or there and we need to do this. The guy is planning out the date and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just doing everything for her.
So if he doesn't bother to ask you whether you like Chinese food or Italian food or Indian food. Okay. All right. So it doesn't really mean that sort of once you've had a date with someone that that person is your steady boyfriend or girlfriend.
No, I actually experienced a lot of situations where a few of my friends dated a few guys at a time. So they go on a date on a Tuesday with that one friend, and then on Thursday they go on a date with another guy, and they're kind of picking the best one out, and maybe then they're seeing each other more frequently, and then it forms into a relationship. But dating is really not that conventional as it is in Germany.
Ah, okay, all right. So, and that actually brings me to my last question. If we sum it up, what would you say, what's the biggest difference between dating in the US and going out with somebody else the way people do it in Germany?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the casual dating in America, I think it's just more serious in Germany. If you go on a date, it is really serious. You are really liking that guy. If you go on a date ever, I don't think a lot of people go on dates, especially in their teenage years. And in America, it's just really opened, so you don't have any consequences, no pressure if you go on a date and never see the guy again in your life. Mm. It's just like having fun with people, getting to know people, and then maybe forming something out of that.
Okay. Actually, there's another question that's just jumped up. So what about social, not control, but how would people look at somebody who never dates in the US? Does that mean you're a social outcast?
Yeah, you're kind of you're socially inept. When they will see you as a social awkward person if you never dated at least a few guys in your teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have never been kissed or dated or whatever, they're really wondering, who is that?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that person?
Because it's so normal for them to go on dates and just that's the way they meet people. Or meet guys and just interact with each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Well, thank you very much. That was really kind of you to come.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And
Thanks too.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.